You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
This came up at the end of last week, and we figured it required an entire segment because we're used to the whole survey thing where they say, what hobbies could somebody have that's a total turn-on? And, you know, people will often say, you know, the same kind of answers like photography, playing an instrument.
Hiking, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, oh, that's a complete and total turn-on. Well, what if you went the other direction? You said, what's a hobby that to you, if you meet somebody and that's their hobby, it's a complete turn-off?
Yeah.
I think the leader in the clubhouse so far has got to be listener Lindsay, who said taxidermy. Which
that's pretty darn funny, actually. That is really funny.
That's a solid answer right
my
there.
My thing with this is, like, say you are online on your dating profile, whatever dating app that you're on, and you're just thumbing through, you know, giving it hell, trying to find a potential mate, and you're seeing some of these hobbies, and you're instantly like, nope, not happening, not a chance, no way. Right. A couple of them came rolling in, which was pretty funny. Aisha said bug collections. I once found out a guy I was dating did the whole pin through a bug display. She says it was so creepy and weird I couldn't do it, and he kept him in his bedroom. She said, see you later. Bethany chimed in and said pickleball. She said, I'm 35, and the amount of men doing pickleball that are my age and younger, it's completely consuming them. She says it's astonishing. I haven't heard that. Is the 35 crowd now into pickleball?
I know that they are because I've seen them.
Oh, no. What's happening? Traditionally, that's your mom and dad out there playing the pickleball. So, 35 now? What the hell?
Ashley, what are reborn dolls?
Reborn dolls.
I'm thinking about those big dolls. She says she goes, they are the stuff of nightmares. Yeah, because there's been enough scary movies, you know, with people who have those doll collections, those foot-tall dolls. And
didn't we have a topic at one time where a woman was dating, or was it a guy that was dating a woman, and she still had like her whole stuffed animal collection in the bedroom that she had grown up with? And he was like, when we went in for intimate time, I've got 50 pairs of teddy bears staring at me. I just couldn't do it. That's so gross. Here's another one. Jessica says, I've dated a couple guys that are really into VR headsets. That's a hobby I don't understand and never will. And speaking of sexy time, one guy even wanted to wear one during special time, as she called it. And that's Jessica.
Oh, please. That means he doesn't want to be with her.
Maybe. He's like, what does he have on the screen then? Like zombies or something? Or
I don't think so. Some of these that are coming in are just funny because the question is, what hobbies are turnoffs? Magdalena says, playing a flute.
Playing a flute? But the way that they blow on it and work those fingers, you feel like that'd be kind of a turn on watching somebody play the flute. Gross.
I was thinking about this for myself, and I don't know, and we have to be careful because, you know, if it comes from a listener, it's one thing. If it comes from us, then the people who do that hobby are like, oh, I hate you guys.
I'm not listening again.
Ugh. But listen, maybe you can convince us that it's not a turnoff or it's not creepy or weird. I'm going to throw, other than the taxidermy, which I think is one of the best answers so far.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with, I think a turnoff of a hobby is when people collect those various things for their kitchen, like spoon collections.
Spoon collections are like shot glasses up on top of the fridge.
Right. Whether it's a spoon or a shot glass, if you have that collection, that doesn't do it for me.
No, or like if you go into one of those kitchens where like everything is cow themed, or like I like roosters, and so everything is like rooster themes. They got rooster plates and all that. Hard pass. Now, like for you personally, Dom, say you were out in the dating world. I mean, what is one that you would see? I mean, is that what you're going for, is the spoon collection?
Yeah, I think weird collections are funny to me. The only thing about collections, and I'm not one to talk because, I mean, I've got like a book collection. That seems fairly normal to me. But when a collection turns into a strange obsession,
right,
then it becomes like, oh, it's right, I think I've had
consuming
enough of that.
And then
all consuming collection thing where everything
good.
Like if you go on a trip, you know, a third of the time on the trip is spent looking for that collectible item thing. I was like, well,
right, jeez. Hey, the amount of hunting that's coming in too. People that are just not into anyone that hunts, traps, catches, reels in, any right. of that. Hunting and fishing is popping up a lot on the text line.
Robin's pretty funny. She says, what a magnificent list of hobbies I can use to scare off guys. She says, I usually say costuming. You know, that's an interesting, you know, answer to the whole, what's
like
it called?
Like dressing up?
Yeah, but what's
role
it
play,
called?
Cosplay.
Cosplay.
LARPing.
LARPing, that's what I was looking for. People who are, I mean, bless your hearts. I know it's fun and stuff like that, but for a lot of us, we don't get it.
Yeah. You all are strange dressing up like furries. You do,
yeah, you do you. You have fun and stuff like that, but if you're a dress up like a Klingon and go out, then I'm not.
You're out, huh?
I'm not for you.
Glad that you chose Klingon, too.